Page 29.
Now, Chapter 8, how to use these rights at local and national levels. In your organisations, human rights can be used as the mission and bedrock of your organisations and work, as evidence for social change and influencing government and public authorities, as the focus for campaigns and lobbying, and as evidence for arguments on individual cases. As the mission and bedrock of your organisations and work. Let's take the first point. We cannot expect government and local authorities to implement disabled people's rights if we don't do it within our own organisations. We must walk the walk as well as talk the talk. Things you can do to bring human rights into your organisations. You can state that you are a human rights organisation in your mission statement. You can state that you have human rights as the lead objective in your policies, strategies and programmes. You can ensure that this is clear in your funding proposals. You can train all trustees, staff and volunteers in human rights and give information to your members on human rights. You can raise awareness among the public and the media on disability and human rights. You can support individual disabled people to obtain their rights. You can work with other human rights organisations as allies, not just locally, but regionally and nationally. And remember that human rights are universal and indivisible, so you must ensure that your organisation doesn't infringe the rights of other individuals.
Page 30.
Next point, as evidence for social change and influencing government and public authorities. Well, evidence on how disabled people's rights are being violated is an essential part of any campaign or lobbying. You should always put facts and figures and individual case studies in all briefings, press releases, campaign documents and letters to policymakers. You can collect the evidence through monitoring your own work and keeping data on all the cases that come to you, lobbying your local public authorities to implement Article 31 of the CRPD, which requires all statistical and research data to be disaggregated to identify barriers. By noting any research data that comes your way and sharing this information with UKDPC so that it can be used for monitoring UK implementation of the Convention. Now a note on confidentiality. When reporting or recording cases of disabled individuals, it is essential that the person cannot be identified unless they have given written consent or their name is already in the public domain. Written notes on casework should be kept under lock and key and only available to the staff person concerned. Confidential material must not be available on the internet.
Page 31.
Next point, as the focus for campaigns and lobbying, whatever particular issue you're campaigning for, there is a human rights violation. This needs to be highlighted to show how this is happening and which part of the CRPD our laws says so. Now, for instance, in campaigning against savage welfare cuts, we need to show how the CRPD says that disabled people should have an adequate standard of living and social protection, that's Article 28, and live independently and included in the community, that's Article 19, and that government has a general obligation, Article 4.2, to take measures to the maximum of its available resources and should, Article 4.3, in issues concerning disabled people, closely consult with and actively involve disabled people. In campaigning about lack of access to information, we need to talk about Article 9 on accessibility and Article 21 on freedom of expression and opinion and access to information. In campaigning about lack of health care, we need to remind people about non-discrimination laws and Article 5, equality and non-discrimination, of the CRPD and Article 25, the health. Section F of the article, the health article that is, can be particularly helpful as it specifically outlaws the withdrawal of food or water on the grounds of disability.
Page 32.
And don't forget, you cannot use the articles that the UK has reserved on as it has not ratified them. Next point, as evidence for arguments on individual cases. You can use the CRPD, the Human Rights Act and the Equality Act 2010 as appropriate when you're in discussions with public authorities on why an individual disabled person should not be treated in the way that they are or are being deprived of a service that they have a right to. If the public authority doesn't respond properly, you can, with the disabled person's permission, take their case to an ombudsperson, if there is one, or on to the courts. In the case of benefits, employment and education, you'll take the case to the appropriate tribunals. If none of these works, you can, as we outlined above, go to the European Court of Human Rights. For the legal process, you'll need a pro bono lawyer. It's not likely that either your organisation or the individual